Hello, folks. Welcome to the Redeemed Marriage Podcast. This is Rusty and Heather Bryant.
Hi.
I'm Rusty. She's Heather. We're married, and we do a marriage podcast. And so we're so excited that you've joined us. If you've never listened, what?
If somebody's listening to our podcast for the first time, they're going to be like, well, okay then.
Why?
I'm Rusty. I'm Heather. And we're married. That sounded a little cheesy.
It's fine. Okay, it's fine. Well, I was trying to speak to somebody that maybe has never heard us before because they're like, hey, maybe I should tune into this and see what these people are. Now they think we're crazy.
Exactly. If they haven't turned us off by now.
Hey, don't turn us off.
We're normal.
We're not normal, but we have a lot of fun talking about marriage. Our story is a story of redemption from infidelity. And so we use our story to give hope to other couples that might be in similar situations, but also because we learned so much about marriage as we were going through that difficult season of our life. And so those things that we learned, we love being able to share them with other people. So even if you're not in the same situation that we have been in, we have lots and lots of marriage information that we can provide to you to help and encourage your marriage. So thank you for tuning in. And if you're one of those that's just been with us since day one, very, very grateful for you.
Yeah. Glad you stick with us.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little, this. Wait, what is this, third week?
Yes.
Just go. Just do it.
Summer shorts. Summer shorts.
Baby shark.
No, it sounds so much better, summer shorts.
So we're in summer shorts.
Yeah, that have not been so short.
Not been so short. And at the rate we're going with this one.
That's right.
No, it's, they've been, the last one was a little bit shorter.
Okay.
And basically why we call it summer shorts is so that we have the liberty of being shorter if we want
to. That's right. Because we're only answering one question at a time.
Yes.
And we are in the middle of a series where we have asked people to send in their questions. If you don't know how to do that, you go to the Redeemed Marriage. Sorry, I was going to say www.
The Redeemed Marriage.
The Redeemed Marriage.com. And there's a banner at the top that says, ask us.
Yeah.
And
also the contact. I've noticed our web designer is incredible.
He's crushing life.
If you go to the contact on the main menu bar at the top, contact is a drop down, and one of the drop down options just says ask.
Okay.
And there you go.
And so what we're doing is we're taking all of those questions, we've compiled a list of them, and we choose one every week to answer. Now, if we answer your question live on the air, is this live?
Well, we're live.
This is going to be one of those things about which side of the football field.
Is this live? Well, nobody's listening to it live.
Yeah, but we're recording it live.
And we really don't do much editing, as you can probably tell.
Ain't so nobody got time for that.
So it's sort of like it's live.
Okay. Anyway.
We have way too much fun doing this. I love doing this podcast with you.
Oh,
I just,
thanks, babe.
It's so fun.
Okay. All right. So if we answer your question on air, then we are going to send you a gift. It will be Redeemed Married merch, and it would be a coffee mug, like a tumbler, a journal, or a t-shirt, or a trucker hat. So you'll just be surprised. So you will get one of those things if we answer your question on the air. Then at the very end, anybody who has sent in a question at the end of July or 1st of August, we are going to draw a name. Stay tuned for how we're going to do that because it's going to be super fun. And we're going to draw a name and we are going to go on a date with whoever's name that we draw. And that can be I just think it's going to be womp, womp, womp if it's right here in our hometown, because we could go out with those people anytime we wanted to. But I know there's four or five just right here in our hometown. Or it could be clear across the country. And we're going to come to you. You can take us to your favorite restaurant. We'll foot the bill and just have some sweet discussion with you about marriage and where you are in your marriage and how we can encourage you.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yep, so excited.
So much fun. So make sure you get your questions in. We have a ton of questions.
It's so hard to try to choose.
We were just looking through a bunch of them and we were excited about some of them, but we found one that we'll go with today. So this is from a listener in Mooresville, North Carolina.
All right, North Carolina.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun place. We've been there a few times.
We have stayed at the True Hotel in Mooresville about 100 times.
Yep. Over the last 4 years.
Yeah, our son goes to college right there near Mooresville. And so
it's a sweet little town.
It is a wonderful place. We like it. Very beautiful there. Yep. So, all right, what we got?
And if you're near there, you should totally check out Multiply Church.
Absolutely.
Multiply Lake Norman.
Multiply Lake Norman. Yep, that's where our son went and had a wonderful experience.
Yes, Pastor Zach is the GOAT.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. So, okay, the question. Do you have it?
Oh, yes, I do. Here, let me put on my glasses.
We got to do the glasses. See. We got to do the passcode.
It's got my face. We're good. Okay, here is the question. Except I'm on what I wanted to talk about. Hold on.
Oh, my bad. I know it, I think.
No, it's right here. Okay. If, as soon as you start, here it is. You ready? What's the best way to deal with libidos that don't match?
I'm glad.
Define libidos, please.
I'm glad you said, are you looking up libido?
Mm-hmm. I was going to do the definition.
I'm glad you said it, because I probably would have read that thing and gone, libido.
Libido is as a noun, it is basically your sexual desire.
Sex drive.
Yeah. Your desire for sex.
You know, it's a good thing. I know you just looked up the definition of that. And I'm glad. What are you doing?
Oh, it says to learn to pronounce it.
Oh.
I was going to let it say it.
Well, libido.
Yeah.
Let's listen again.
Libido.
No, I know.
I crushed it.
Yeah, you crushed it. And I know that's how you pronounce it. But if I was reading it, I probably would have gone libido.
Yeah.
Libido.
You're
libido.
A phonetic. Phonetic.
You read the definition. I'm glad we knew what it meant, because if you had read something that wasn't, then we were going to have to really shut this podcast off and go a different direction.
I just wanted to know the real definition.
Yeah, so sex drive, different sex drive. I'm really glad that we're going over this topic today for a couple of reasons. Number one is I like to talk about sex. We just glazed right over that, and you're not even you're studying something right now, so you're not even paying attention to me.
Believe me, I know.
So one of my favorite topics, but also we just finished reading a phenomenal book that is called Secrets of Sex and Marriage. And
we did a book review.
We literally just did the book review.
Because we have on the same clothes.
Same clothes. So if you go to our YouTube channel, you can get our book review that we just did on that book. And we would highly recommend it. I would recommend going, watching the book review, and then getting the book and reading the book. So you'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
Great book. And it talks about this topic.
This topic. And I think the reason why I was so drawn to this topic is because, you know, if somebody asked us a question that we didn't know anything about, that would be hard to answer on the air. But we know about this topic because we have different sex drives.
That's right. I'm always trying to keep your hands off of me. Always.
I was just fixing to ask, does anybody know which one is which? But they obviously do. Not by that comment. You threw them off. But and it's not that I don't have a sex drive. I just don't have a sex drive as high as yours. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Like, the book that we just read, I think for the first time made me feel okay about that. Mm-hmm. I always, like, one of the things that I wrote down was, and I said this in the book review, is that I have always thought that my level of desire or my libido needed to be as high as yours for our sex life to be healthy. That's the only solution that I saw, was I need to get, like, something's wrong with me that my sex drive is not as high as yours. And so to read that it's okay. And I'm one of those, I mean, I've been through cancer, and the lady who wrote lady that wrote that book, she had chemo.
Right.
And the doctor said, it's going to affect your sex drive. Mm-hmm. And so me just feeling validated in the fact that there's nothing wrong with me because my sex drive isn't as high as yours. Mm-hmm. But you can't just stop there, because then it's like, okay, well, we have different sex drives, and now I know that it's okay that they're different, but what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And that's where I think this question is originating. Yeah. It's not just confirming
right.
that they have different sex drives.
Yeah, it's like Captain Obvious.
Yeah, that's
right. We have different sex drives. Thank you for that.
That's right. But what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
And I, you know, I have some thoughts. A lot, most of them came from that book. But a lot of thoughts on how to combat that.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I mean, this is a great topic because we live in this world.
Summer short.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be short.
No,
okay,
we're doing good. And it doesn't matter. Most people want us to go longer than 30 minutes anyway.
Keep going.
But, all right. So we need to just unpack this a little bit and give some good guidance and some personal examples of how we've been able to handle this in our own lives.
Yep.
And so, yeah, we haven't really planned this at all.
And so I'm fixing to really surprise you, because I'm going to ask you a question.
I love
questions.
Are
you ready? Okay, here we go. I wrote this down.
All right.
Is this in your head at all? Are you ready? If she really cared about me, she would want to have more sex.
Yes. I mean, like, I think that the person with the higher sex drive, this book was wonderful at explaining how there's the differences in the way that we're wired in our brains. And to hear that from a research perspective, a scientific perspective, really helped to combat the answer to that. Because mm-hmm. I would say that the person with the higher sex drive, if they say they've never thought that before, they're mm-hmm. crazy or they're mm-hmm. lying. Mm-hmm. Because certainly they have, because we don't understand. It's hard to be wired one way and think, how can you not be wired that way?
Right.
The fact that I am able to think about sex multiple times a day
mm-hmm.
and to try to convince me that you just don't necessarily ever think about it, not mm-hmm. because you're rejecting it or
right.
don't want it, it's mm-hmm. just that you don't think about it. I'm like, how in the world?
Yeah. Same way that I think, how can you think about that 4 or 5 times a day? Right?
Yes, but...
Yeah. But okay. So that's exactly what they're saying.
And so the answer to your question mm-hmm. is, you asked, have I ever thought that? Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. And on the other side of that coin is, have I ever thought he cares more about sex than me? Mm-hmm. And yes, I've thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I've thought that. But where I think that people get hung up is maybe believing those lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have to combat that with truth of, you know, if you said, if she really cared about me, she would want to have sex more, and you started convincing yourself about that, it wouldn't take long for you to think she doesn't care about me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I really took to, he only cares about sex, he doesn't really care about me.
Right.
And I started repeating that lie to myself and saying that over and over, then all of a sudden I'm like, he doesn't care about me at all.
Okay. I love those questions. Oh my goodness, we could talk about this forever. And there's so many different angles that we could go with this. But let's go to, since you asked those questions, let's do our best to explain the two questions. Like you give your perspective of the one that the question that would be mm-hmm. for me, mm-hmm. you know, to combat it, I mm-hmm. guess. So where I'm going to go is when you think to yourself, oh my goodness, his sex drive, like all he thinks about is that. And so he doesn't really care about me. He just cares about the act. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's fair yeah. to phrase it
sure.
that way.
Sure.
All right. So my response to that would be, and this is also proven in this book, and it talks about it in the research and stuff, is that those of us that are wired that way, that is also our way of feeling connected. And so the physical act, while it's wonderful and it feels good, all of that stuff, it's the connection that we feel and we make with our spouse that's way more important than the actual act itself. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's hard for the person with the lower sex drive to believe that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's really crazy, because what I wrote next was to convince myself that you believe this mm-hmm. way. It says, my spouse, and this is just me quoting it. I mean, paraphrasing it. My spouse only wants to give me a back rub because they want to get lucky, not because they care about me. Switch the assumption to, my spouse may be wanting to connect with me sexually, but it is because they care about me, mm-hmm. which is also true.
So true.
Yeah. And that's
so true. And that,
because I've even said on this podcast before, like, we sit down to watch a movie and I'm like, he's just rubbing my feet or scratching my back because he wants something. And which is true. You may mm-hmm. want it to end in sex, but you're doing it because you care about me,
right?
And not because you're trying to just make me get in the mood or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a shift in mm-hmm. in my thinking towards that.
Yeah.
So I okay. just kind of spoke into yours and not really mine. But mine is, if she really cared about me, she would want to have sex more.
Mm-hmm. So you answer. So now you answer that like you're trying to explain to me how my thinking is not accurate.
Right. Well, the first thing I would say is that we would probably have sex less if it was just going off my desire, my libido.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
Like, but because I care about you and I know that that is a lot important for you and that it makes you feel loved, then I give in that way and we have sex more than my libido would mm-hmm. crave mm-hmm. or would want.
Yeah.
And so that is me caring for you and caring about you. It may not be as much as you want, but it's more than what my body says is in need of.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is me caring for you mm-hmm. in that way.
Right.
And because I feel cared for in other ways than just sex, then I do those things to show you that I care as well, like cooking your meals and making sure the house is clean and, you know, all of those things that I try to do to show you that I care. Those are ways that I show you as well, mm-hmm. not just through sex. Mm-hmm. But I will say, because I think this is a direct response to this question, is that for me, one of the most powerful things that this book said, besides the other thing, is that people with not much libido often must choose to engage sexually before they even feel aroused. So like you, 100%, you are aroused from the moment we start. And that an arousal usually pushes you towards asking for sex. Does that mm-hmm. make sense?
Yes.
So
yes.
you're aroused and you're like, oh, can we have sex?
Mm-hmm.
For the person with a lower libido, oftentimes I have to make the choice mm-hmm. to engage in sexual activity, even if I'm not aroused, even if I'm not feeling it, even if I'm not, this is the best time. I am making a choice because I care about you. Mm-hmm. But then a great thing happens in that once we are engaged in sex, then I become aroused.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never a time at when this is over that I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And so, and I'm, you know, I don't know the exact quote, but I know in there they talk about how the more frequently you do it, the more you crave that, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, it's kind of like our eating habits, right? If you eat junk all the time, then you start craving junk. Mm-hmm. If you exercise more, then your body naturally craves exercise. I mean, it's all of these things that when you do them more, they you become more, your desire for those things right. come up. So in direct answer to that question is because of there has to be give and take when you and your spouse have different libido levels. There has to be give and take where the person who wants more comes down a little bit to that, and the person who wants less comes up a little bit of that, and to where there's this equal playing field, and there's and it doesn't feel like such a drastic difference.
Mm-hmm. So as we were thinking through all of this, there's part of me that wonders if there's people out there that just kind of go, well, why does it matter? And, you know, if I'm the spouse that just doesn't want, like, I don't want to have sex and I don't need to have sex, like, why am I the one that has to give? Like, why can't the other spouse give by saying, well, we just won't have it or don't want to have
right.
it? And one of the things that I want to throw out there, not as a manipulation tactic, but just to be able to say, God created this, and God said there is an entire book of the Bible about this, and I believe that God wants it to be a part of your healthy marriage. Mm-hmm. And so, but what's happened is our society has messed it all up, and just the our selfishness has messed it all up, and a lot on both sides has mm-hmm. messed it all up. And to look at it from the perspective of what a gift, you know, that God has given us this gift, and there is something spiritual about it because it's a gift. And so it's like we need this to be a part of our marriage. We need physical intimacy. Look, we know that there's people out there that are listening that are like, oh, well, there's you know, health issues that prohibit it, all That's that right. kind of stuff. And we have talked about that before. There are ways to be physically intimate without if you are unable sure. to actually have the act of sex. Mm-hmm. But I say all that because God wants it to be a beautiful part of marriage. And the way I look at that is just what you just said. When both spouses are willing to serve in this area and be servants and to both give, and that's some give and some take and all that kind of stuff, then it becomes God-honoring. And when it becomes God-honoring, it becomes a part of your healthy marriage. And we've said this before. We've said that, you know, we've heard lots of marriage people talk about marriages saying that your sex life is a barometer of the health of your marriage. And there is some truth to that. And so a lot of this is, and for me to go back and to answer this question right here, I feel like there's lots of give from both of us. And this is an area that you are just really, that you are really good at as far as just being a servant. And I love what you said, though. I love when you said once you get into it, you realize how special it is and how good it is. And you never end thinking, oh, we never should have done that. Right. Like it is something that after it happens, the connection and just the joy and fun and all of that. So, you know, but then there's also this part that's for me that I can't have these unrealistic expectations, and I have to be able to take into account that you're wired differently. You know, I mean, it even goes to the whole how different we are, and the book addresses this too, but like even for like stress and, you know, when you're stressed or things are crazy, mm-hmm. like that's the last thing on your mind. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's really healing. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. it is a, you know, it's that thing that, I mean, it's so great well, that's, but we're so different there.
Yeah.
You know,
because,
and then it goes back to the whole love languages thing, because I'm like, oh, you're stressed and you don't feel, hey, let me love on you and be intimate. Let's be intimate. And I mean, you'd be like, what are you doing? You know? But for me, if I'm stressed and I, you know, if things are crazy, even tired.
Yeah.
Like if I'm tired,
it's like
what
caffeine.
What a great mm-hmm. thing to do to just like for love, just to show me love and stuff. You know, it's the exact opposite.
Well, I'm going to give kind of a personal example. So if you're one of our children's friends and you're listening to this, just cut it off. Okay. So
summer shorts.
Sorry.
We're at 26 minutes.
Okay, sorry. I'm just going to, this is a good example.
I don't care. Okay. I've told you this before. This is our podcast.
That's
we
right.
do whatever
okay,
we want.
This is a good example. Okay. Because of your real job, summers are crazy. Like you work 24/7 without a doubt, 24/7. And so you stay tired and sometimes you're just like really tired a lot. So one time you were fixing to go to the soccer field to spend all day because it was a game day. And I mean, you were struggling. You were like, oh my gosh, this is going to be the longest day, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I put on my servant's hat and I was like, hey.
You offered yourself.
I did.
And then it was like a
instant
caffeine
and
fix.
Like after you were like, let's go, let's do this
yeah.
thing. You know, I mean,
I can conquer the world.
You become Superman. I mean, you literally could put on a cape. But sometimes what I was going to say in going back to answering this question, because I don't want to get off topic, is there are some times where I just give of myself.
Sure.
Where That's I don't right. receive anything in return. It's just a
yeah.
quickie. Just for you, let's do this because we have 5 minutes. And that's okay.
Absolutely.
Because we've had that discussion. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me feel awful or bad or that I'm just you're using me or whatever. It is just, I want to do this for you. I want to serve you in this way. Now, if I was somebody with a really high libido, both of us were, that might be frustrating to me, mm-hmm. but it's not. Mm-hmm. And so you have to communicate with your spouse, and your spouse, you may be listening to this going, oh, heck no. And I've had people tell me, I'm not going to do all that and not.
Right, right.
You know,
and not enjoy it yourself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so there's different strokes for different folks, but I'm just saying for us mm-hmm. that works because my libido is not as high.
Yeah. No, that's all good.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I hope I didn't embarrass anybody.
Mm-mm. You didn't embarrass me.
I'm the only one.
I mean, let's be
it
honest.
Matters. That
no.
matters.
Yeah, so good.
Good question.
And the thing is, I like even when you were talking, I know whenever we do our marriage coaching and stuff, I have that notebook and I'm just mm-hmm. writing stuff because I'm like, I don't want to forget this.
Right,
I don't want to forget to say this to these people that we're talking to. And that's how I've been feeling this whole time. I just want to end with this because I don't want people to listen to what we've had to say and go, oh man, they've got it all together. This remains one of the most difficult things.
And money.
Yes. And I mean, we've figured that out and how to handle a lot of that too. But this has layers to it mm-hmm. because of the infidelity.
That's right.
And so I don't want people out there to go, well, how in the world? Like, because we haven't even discussed that part of it.
Mm-mm.
The fact that
we
have pain and deep hurt that goes into this part of our relationship because of infidelity. And so so I want people to hear that this is a really difficult subject for us, but we continue to learn and we continue to grow in it as our marriage grows and matures. And I think that we have probably a harder time talking about this subject. We should talk about it more, so I'm admitting that. And I'm telling people that it's not like we just talk about this all the time. We don't do a very good job of that either, as good a job. But we also have created tools for people. So if you come to our retreat one day, you get this incredible, don't even, we get, you get this incredible, she's starting to laugh. Wait, we're going to get nope, another one of the laughters. Okay. Because it's, when you're talking about sex and you throw out words that are not sexual, then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, you just said a word that was,
because you said like, we gave our people at the retreat tools.
Yes, I know. I know exactly what you were laughing at.
It's funny.
So, this is going off rail very fast. All right. So, look. Let's just say that it is completely okay to have different libidos or libidos.
Libidos.
And you, communication is so important. It's hard, but it's important. Yeah. And so make sure that you are communicating and come to one of our retreats one day.
Yes.
And you're going to get this, what's another word? Not tool. everything. Everything sexual right now. All right, you guys. Before we get ourselves into all kinds of trouble and get banned from podcasts and YouTube.
And kicked off YouTube.
We are going to sign off, and we will see you guys next time. Thanks so much for the question from Mooresville, North Carolina.
Merch coming your way.
That's right. See you next time.
Bye.